That's RN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Wall Street closed out the week with its worst trading day in 6 months. Stocks took a dive after President Trump talked about more tariffs against China. He later announced the U.S. would impose an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports because of a dispute over rare earth minerals. At the close, the Dow dropped 879 points. The Nasdaq fell by 820. The S&P 500 down 183 points. Tragedy in Tennessee, where there was a devastating blast at a military munitions plant.
Sheriff Chris Davis says 19 people are missing and feared dead.
This is a huge ordeal. It's a very devastating ordeal.
The blast was at Accurate Energetic Systems, which supplies the military.
Can I describe the building? There's nothing to describe. It's gone.
People reported hearing and feeling the explosion from miles away. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump says his administration and AstraZeneca have reached an agreement to cut drug prices here in the U.S.
AstraZeneca, the largest pharmaceutical manufacturer in the United Kingdom, is committing to offer Americans major discounts on their vast catalog of prescription drugs, one of the great companies, by the way, and a most favored nation's pricing clause. So most favored nation is you're going to pay whatever the lowest price anywhere in the world is. That's what you're going to be paying.
The president already agreed to a similar pact with Pfizer, which will sell discounted drugs to Medicaid patients. The Trump administration now following through on its threat to use the shutdown to fire more federal workers. In a social media post, White House Budget Director Russell Vogt said reductions in force have begun, and they could number in the thousands. This is SRN News. There's a new study of America's children and their screens. We get that story from correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals what kind of electronic devices kids are using and how old they are when they start. According to parents, 90% of youngsters watch TV, 68% use a tablet, and 61% have a smartphone. Incredibly, the Pew poll also indicates that about 60% of children between the ages of 2 and 4 have already begun interacting with a smartphone. Experts say those devices can expose kids to pornography and worse. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration says the state of Minnesota and its governing body for high school athletics are violating a key federal law against sex discrimination by allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The federal agencies object to Minnesota allowing boys to compete in girls' skiing, lacrosse, track and field, volleyball, and softball. This is SRN News. The Big Ten Conference's interest in private equity deals is drawing concerns from Congress.
Washington Senator Maria Cantwell sent a letter to Big Ten presidents warning that a move into private equity could have negative consequences, including impacting the school's tax-exempt status. Reports say the conference could be exploring a $2 billion private equity investment that would involve placing the sale of its media rights and other assets under a new umbrella partially owned by the equity investors. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti did not share specifics at the conference's basketball media days this week. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A 69-year-old California man has been charged with sending a threatening letter to conservative podcaster Benny Johnson. An FBI criminal complaint contains a copy of the letter, which compares Johnson to slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk. More details at srnnews.com.